Video: Long Island teacher arrested and reassigned for allegedly vaccinating 17-year-old. By Nick Gilbertson on January 4, 2022. A Long Island science teacher charged with illegally administering a vaccine to a 17-year-old boy at her home has been removed from the classroom and reassigned, school officials say. Laura Parker Russo, 54, who authorities say is neither a medical professional nor authorized to administer vaccinations, was arrested at her Seacliff home on New Year's Eve. Nassau County Police say the Herricks Public Schools science teacher administered an injection of what is believed to be a COVID vaccine to a 17-year-old male victim at her residence. NBC New York obtained a video of the alleged incident, which shows the woman wiping the teen's arm. The video is captioned, "Never been so uncomfy in his life. Watch below." NBC News reports that the woman appears to give the teenager a dose of Johnson & Johnson, which is not approved for Americans under the age of 18. The victim went home and informed his mother, who did not give permission or authorization for the teen to be inoculated. The boy's mother reported the incident to law enforcement, and Russo was arrested following an investigation, per Nassau County Police. Authorities allege the 54-year-old had a vial of an approved COVID-19 vaccine in her home, though police didn't say where she got it, NBC New York reported. Officials say the victim was Russo's son's friend and added that he asked for the vaccination because his mother allegedly would not allow him to receive an inoculation. Authorities have charged Russo with New York State education law unauthorized practice of the profession, per Nassau County Police. The Herricks Public School District provided a statement on the matter. The individual in question is a district employee who has been removed from the classroom and reassigned pending the outcome of the investigation, the statement said, according to NBC New York. The district noted that the alleged incident is not connected to the school. Dr. Aaron Glott of Mount Sinai South Nassau spoke with NBC New York regarding the matter. "Besides being illegal, it's just not a smart thing to do," Glott said. "An authorized, licensed professional should be providing vaccines to know how to give them properly to make sure if there's a complication that can be dealt with immediately and very efficiently." Russo's neighbors have also weighed in on the allegations. "I'm in shock. I don't even know how to get access to it. How is it even possible?" Neighbor Vivian Zampino told CBS New York. "It would send panic to the public if there are people out there giving false vaccination," said Peter Mansich, another one of Russo's neighbors. Russo has been released and is due to appear in First District Court in Hempstead on January 21, according to Nassau County Police.